Have you ever passed through the furnace and been taught by the Spirit of God that your natural gifts go for naught unless you have the fire of heaven in your soul? You cannot go on heavenly missions without heavenly fire. This week I had a conversation with a friend of mine about the lack of Christ in the professed Christians in this country. The conversation led into what people think Jesus Christ came into the world to do, turning his character into something that it is, in fact, completely opposite of who Christ was incarnate. Christ was one who spoke boldly, John 7:26, and not as the scribes, who came to bring a sword and not peace, Matthew 10:34. Rather than Christ in power as a conqueror, Revelation 6:2, the professed church has attempted to make him look and act just like themselves. Exodus 20, verse 4. Tolerant and fruitless, fallen and defeated, when in fact nothing could be further from the truth. Hebrews 12:2. Friends, it never ceases to amaze me the complete incompetence, corruption in government, abortion, homosexuality, lack of obedience, so on and so forth, that I've seen in the professed church in America. Yes, I said the professed church. And of course, I'm making the distinction between the goats and the sheep, keeping in mind that nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Jesus Christ himself, Matthew 23. So then, how do we reconcile the present church with the men of old that proved the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? John G. Lake rightly said, Christianity did not come into the world apologizing. It went to slay the powers of darkness and undo the works of the devil, and it lived in holy triumph. Let me explain, friends. The life of a Christian is warfare, an intense warfare, and it is a long life contest. John Calvin said, "Whomsoever the Lord has adopted and deemed worthy of his fellowship ought to prepare themselves for a hard, toilsome, and unquiet life, crammed with very many and various kinds of evil." Or what about George Whitefield, the great field preacher? He said, "The riches of his free grace cause me daily to triumph over all the temptations of the wicked one, who is very vigilant and seeks all occasions to disturb me." Christianity is a battle waged against invisible foes who are always alert and ever seeking to entrap, deceive, and ruin the souls of men. The Christian life is no picnic or excursion. It is not entertainment or a pleasure trip. It involves effort, wrestling, and struggling, Acts 14:22. It demands putting forth the full energy of your spirit into order to frustrate the foe and to be in the end more than a conqueror, Romans 8:37. It is not a flower-strewn path, no rose-scented affair. From start to finish, it is spiritual warfare. It is a battle, not a game. From the moment they first drew their spiritual swords, Christian warriors are compelled to endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ, 2 Timothy 2:3. What a misconception many people have of the Christian life. How little the average church members appear to know the character of the conflict and its demands upon them. How ignorant they seem to be of the enemies they must encounter if they are to serve God faithfully, succeed in getting to heaven and receive the crown of life, read Matthew 7:13. They scarcely seem to realize that the world, the flesh, and the devil will oppose them and their onward march, and will totally defeat them unless they give themselves to constant vigilance and unceasing prayer, Revelations 12:17. And it is just at this point I mean to highlight the professed church's greatest defects. There is little to nothing of the soldier element in it, 2 Timothy 2:3. The discipline, self-denial, spirit of hardship and determination that belong to the military life and are so prominent in it are lacking in Christianity. Yet, my friends, the Christian life is warfare from the beginning to end. Remember, God is willing to give the church what it is willing to fight for, but you do not get the victory without the fight.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
Doug Hagman here, host of the Hagman Report, author, career investigator of three decades. I once wondered if there was anyone out there who could guide our current and future generations to a value of the nation past and the reverence to God and in our Judeo-Christian values. Well, I found that man. His name is Bradley Dean. He's the host of the nationally syndicated radio broadcast show, The Sons of Liberty, and he's a dynamic speaker. Folks, help us restore our greatness. Listen to Bradley Dean, The Sons of Liberty. Book him for your next conference, assembly, or other event. Do it today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker, rocker, rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, folks. I want to get right to this. We're going to be talking about missing in action. Some of the comments that I received over the last week on the church service that we have on Sundays, which has been fantastic for me anyways. Talking about being spent, we're being spent 7 days a week here in the process. I believe we have about 3,200 people that are on average showing up for church every Sunday. And we totally appreciate that. And I'm hoping that you do too. That's the reason that we're being spent is for you. Freely we have received, freely we are giving, and we're doing church services every Sunday at 9 a.m. Why? Because a lot of people are saying, you know what, we have no place to go to church, and they're not holding to the word. They're acting like a bunch of apostates, because they are, and we need to be fed. So that's why we responded to the call, and that's what we've been doing every Sunday. So you're welcome to show up on Sunday with us on this channel. And if you want to know what channel it is, go to Rumble, and you'll find that over at sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go ahead and subscribe to that page, and or beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page over there, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of that page as well. And P.S., folks, right now, if you want to go ahead and listen to the replays, please go over to bbsradio.com. That's bbsradio.com. You'll find all the downloads. Replays are right there for you to listen to 24 hours a day if you'd like to do so. Again, bbsradio.com. Now, listen, if you want to call in, 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. We're going to get right to this. I wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. The only thing stable is heaven and the Constitution, said President Buchanan. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, said the 7th President of the United States of America, Andrew Jackson. How can you lead a nation without having representatives that understand God's law to uphold them? Read Deuteronomy 17, second half of that chapter, and you will understand perfectly as to what we're doing here, because the Bible, again, is the rock upon which our republic rests. Now, let's get into this, because I want you to know what's happening here. And what's happening is we have a representative, Thomas Massie, who just came out recently and is telling the American people that our food is about to be poisoned again with a new transgenic edible vaccine. And I want to say this in relation to that. Just today, I received some more news from somebody else and their family. A mother now just found out that she had breast cancer in both of her breasts, and both breasts need now to be removed. And the first thing that came out of my mouth is, she took the shot, didn't she? And this person said, yes, she did. Well, there's an explosion. There's an explosion of cancer. And we were warned of all of this by none other than Dr. Tenpenny over a year and a half ago. And she said, Bradley, this is going to be irreversible if they take the shot. They don't want to listen to the warning. Psalm 19:11, this is what's going to happen. And folks, she was exactly right. And I'm going to show you some more information on that in just a moment. So folks, if they're not poisoning your air, Deuteronomy 28:24 through chemtrails, which we all know that they're doing, states are banning this now. Not a theory, folks. It's all in the congressional record. It's all there for you to see. Then they're poisoning your water. We're finding this out through all of the outlets who are all controlled by the same corporations, and the American people still don't get it. So they're poisoning your air, they're poisoning your water, and now they're poisoning your food. And if they can't get it in your arm, folks, they want to go ahead and throw it inside of your food. Let's go ahead and see what Mr. Massie has to say to all of us, because it's applicable and it applies to each and every one of us in this country.
Gentlemen from Kentucky.
Of my amendment, which states that none of the funds made available by this act may be used to fund any grant related to any transgenic edible vaccine. Does the term transgenic edible vaccine sound far-fetched? Well, it's not. We're funding it. In fact, scientists from the University of California, Riverside, funded with your taxpayer dollars, have been studying whether they can turn edible plants, such as lettuce and spinach, into mRNA vaccine factories, thereby creating a transgenic edible vaccine. One associate professor at UCR explained that ideally a single plant would produce enough mRNA to vaccinate a single person. We are testing this approach with spinach and lettuce and have long-term goals of people growing it in their own gardens. Farmers could also eventually grow entire fields of it. I don't think this is a good idea. I don't think the American people should be funding this. And I think, and I would hope, that we've learned something from the COVID experience with SARS-CoV-2, that some of our science projects aren't the best ideas. And with that, I reserve.
Gentleman from Kentucky is recognized.
Well, my colleague on the other side of the aisle talks about keeping prices low. I think there's more to it than that for the American people. And he also speaks as if these vaccines, these transgenic edible plant vaccines, are only used for livestock. Well, in fact, they have been used for livestock. I'll get to that in a second. But they're also being used for people. That is the intended outcome of many of these programs that we are funding with money from the USDA. What could possibly go wrong with this research? Well, we found out a few years ago when a biotech company was experimenting growing in corn a vaccine to keep pigs from getting diarrhea. What happened? Well, the next year where the corn was grown, the prior year, the corn came up and it got commingled with soybeans that were being grown there. It contaminated 500 bushels of soybeans, which were then commingled with 500,000 bushels of soybeans. And those all had to be recalled and destroyed. Luckily, they caught it. Do we want humans eating vaccines that were grown in corn meant to stop pigs from getting diarrhea? I don't think we want that to happen. Yet that almost happened, and it could happen.
Okay, so folks, what you're seeing is Representative Thomas Massie tell you what they're doing without delegated authority. Here again, this is what I continuously reiterate on this program, the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. They're assuming authority that's never been given unto them. They're acting on the behalf of those that mean to hurt and harm under God's judgments, the people that they're supposed to represent, by upholding the law and condemning the very people that they're working for concerning special interest groups. Folks, they're poisoning your food without delegated authority. In other words, they're doing whatever it is that you are, in fact, allowing them to get away with, and that's exactly what they're doing. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is James White from Northwest Liberty News and fruitforliberty.com, and I want to take a moment to speak to you about a website that I gladly contribute to and visit often. I'm speaking about the website Sons of Liberty Media, founded by my friend and fellow freedom lover, Bradley Dean. Bradley has provided the cure for the disease of lies and disinformation so prevalent today.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hey, BBS Radio. Hey, BBS Radio. Swing! BBSRadio.com.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Son of Liberty, Mr. Samuel Adams said, "It does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men." Well then, for 25 years now, we as a ministry team have been doing just that and bearing fruit to the glory of Christ. From tea parties to high schools, from colleges to churches, prisons, and more. Friends, it has been correctly stated that a salvation without service is no salvation at all. How true that is. If we have found on a personal level salvation in Christ, this then will lead us back to a national salvation when we work together through a reformation back to his old paths in working out our own salvation with fear and trembling. Now is the time to work together in bringing us into your communities and setting these brush fires in the minds of men and women nationwide. So book us today. Give us a call at 1-866-233-0747.
I want to thank Bradley and the Sons of Liberty for all they're doing to wake people up and to get our nation back to the constitutional republic that it was set up to be. Thanks, Bradley.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Did want to let you know, when you go over to the schedule, now is the time to schedule us for November, December, and January. We just finished the dates off just last week at the state capitol here in the Minnesota area, almost. Hopefully it's getting cold enough to snow. So again, if you would like to book us, now is the time to do so. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. For all the people that listen to the show on a daily basis, I am blown away that we're not all over at least three and four different places every month throughout the year. This is going to be on you, and it's going to be on me. If you would like us to do that, now is the time to book us. We were just talking about during the last segment here where Thomas Massie, Tim Brown, did an article on Thomas Massie highlighting the fact that our food is about to be poisoned with new transgenic edible. No, they're just telling you what they're doing now. That's all they're doing. They're just telling you that they're guilty of it. And they've been doing this kind of stuff for a long time, friends. But what's interesting about that is I was thinking about a chemical. And this chemical, I'm going to highlight it here for you in a moment, but this chemical is called, and I'm pulling it up right now and all these ads are coming with it, I apologize. But what it is it's basically a manufacturer of Simonec is what it's called. And they're finding this chemical is in fact found from the use of fetal cells from aborted babies to flavor products. Senomix. It's S-E-N-O-M-Y-X. And it's interesting because I'm pulling this up right now so you can see it for yourself on social media platforms. But the groups and the corporations that are using this in common day foods, in products that you're using, are second to none, folks. It is absolutely amazing that they're getting away with what they're getting away with, right? So we have an article right in front of us right now, Fetal Parts in Daily Life. And then this guy goes on and he starts highlighting all of these pharmaceutical companies that are using them. They create these names that nobody knows what they mean. As a matter of fact, in many cases, neither do they. They just know the main ingredient because they want you to get it inside of your body so they can distort your very existence by using baby DNA. Well, Bradley, that's just way out there. That's far-fetched. No, it's really not. That's all you have to do is ask them. A matter of fact, in this article here, products that use aborted fetuses, it goes on, it's Senomix. Senomix has developed chemical additives that can enhance flavor and smell. To do this, they had to produce an army of never-tiring taste testers, that is, flavor receptors engineered from human embryonic kidney cells, HEK293, fetal cell line popular in pharmaceutical research. So they have to murder babies to use their DNA. It doesn't stop there because the people allowed them to murder their own children because somehow or another, God now gave them a right to do what his law condemns. Folks, you're reading the wrong Bible, just for the record. Nobody has a right to kill a baby. Nobody at all. The Lord gave us the right to do what his law permits, period, said Charles D. Montesquieu. Nothing short of it. As a matter of fact, when you're born of the Spirit of God, guess what? You love what he loves and you hate what he hates. And guess what? The Lord says that he hates hands that shed innocent blood, Proverbs 6:17. And I'm also talking to the accomplices that give them a pass to do the things that they do. Now, it's not enough, friends, that they're murdering babies, but now they're taking those murdered babies and they're using the DNA to put it inside of your food, okay? And again, there's a whole list here. In 2005, Senomix had contracts to develop products for Kraft Foods, Nestle, Campbell's Soup, and Coca-Cola. However, when it was discovered in 2011 that PepsiCo was using Senomix to develop a reduced sugar beverage, a boycott ensued that caused Kraft, Cadbury, Adams LLC, and Campbell's Soup to cancel their contracts with Senomix. Okay? Oh, the list goes on here. I'll just show you all the names, the companies, what they're being used for. We already know that they're inside of the vaccines. Folks, you know, just like my acquaintance out in Arizona, the sheriff out there, America's sheriff. I remember one conversation I had with him where he just said to me, Bradley, they're really out to get us, aren't they? There's no question about it that they're out to get us. What is it that people need? Do they need a sign hanging on their favorite politician saying, listen, we're working for special interest groups and we're working with corporations so we can poison you and at the end of the day, genocide the lot of you? I mean, that's what in fact they're doing. I mean, folks, this is the same sad government running antithetical to its very purpose in America that is advocating what the law clearly condemns. It's foreign to the Constitution because it's foreign to the Word of God. And you can go ahead and give them a pass all day long if you'd like to, friends, but the bottom line is you're going to reap what you sow. You're going to reap what you sow along with those that you tolerate, period. Okay, a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump, right? What did the Lord tell us to do? He said, leaven the lump that the lump might be holy. You're not supposed to tolerate it. You're supposed to deal with it lawfully. Now, I want to show you this because when I went to Senomix today, and the reason I brought this up is because of the information that Rep. Thomas Massey's given unto the American people that they're going to go ahead and poison your food again. They're just telling you again as to what they've been doing for a long time here. But what I want you to catch is without fail, when somebody, one person, a group of people, stands up and starts to make the people aware, not just in this country, but worldwide, but coming back to America, it's interesting how all of the networks in unison will attack that individual, or they'll attack that small group of people that are exposing the corporations that are committing a conspiracy against the people, Jeremiah 11:9. It without fail. One of those such organizations is a CIA front called Snopes.com. I know people don't understand, but I'm about ready to give you a little knowledge so that you might understand. Snopes is a CIA front in attacking people such as myself and others that are willing to tell you what the mainstream media means to cover for. What am I saying? The mainstream media has a long history of doing their best to cover for conspirators. But I'm here to tell you that Luke 12:2 tells us that there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and there's nothing hid that shall not be made known. I'm also here to tell you what it tells us in the book of Hebrews, chapter 4, verse 13, that all things are naked and open to the eyes with whom we have to do. In other words, what you are doing, if you are sowing unrighteously, you are going to reap an unrighteous harvest. If you're sowing righteously into the Spirit, Galatians 6:7-8, guess what? You're going to reap a spiritual harvest, and it's going to be fantastic because it's righteous and it's upright and it's birthed, and it's the author and the finisher who brings forth that fruit that, to his glory. Right? And so again, friends, if we don't want to go along with that, this is what we're going to get. I want you to see this. Were food companies caught using aborted babies in flavor additives? Here's Snopes. And it wasn't just Snopes. It was Reuters, USA Today. They all in unison, Isaiah 28:18, gathered together to attack those that were calling them out for who they are. Romans 3:20. For by God's law is the knowledge of sin. Okay? What they're doing is using the law and saying they don't have a right to do this because the law does not permit it. It condemns it, right? Deuteronomy 25:1. Well, what do? They unify and they try to demonize those that are telling you the truth. Snopes has zero truthful authority. Their reputation, they don't have one. And they've been called out 50,000 times by people across the country as a company that has no authority whatsoever or credibility. But isn't it interesting? This is what you need to see. Isn't it interesting that Snopes will try to tell you that the truth of what I just told you was false? Now, if that was the case, I'm just kind of curious. Then if it wasn't true, and I am lying to you, then why is it that all these major corporations, once they were exposed for having Seminex in their ingredients, why is it that they pulled away from that company? I'm curious. I mean, somebody help me. I mean, I don't need a genius to tell me this. A little kid could tell me, because they're guilty of it, the little child said, and I respond with, you're absolutely right. Now I understand why you're the model of heaven and grown-ups are not. They have to unlearn what they've been taught, right? The little kid doesn't. He's still in his innocence. Hey, folks, does this sound familiar? When I go to Genesis 3, just tell me if this sounds familiar. Now the serpent, the devil, he was more subtle than any beast of the field. He's a snake. He's a deluder, which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yeah, hath God said. Hey, you know what Snopes is saying? You know what USA Today is saying? You know what Reuters is saying and all the other corporate fronts that are doing their best to cover for conspirators? In fact, you know what they're doing? They're saying, is Bradley Dean really telling you the truth? Hath God said? When I'm holding to the truth, I'm speaking forth God's word, right? Hath God said the truth through Bradley Dean exposing these people for their crimes? You better bet your bottom dollar that's exactly what this is.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Clay Parker here. If you'd like to support a boots-on-the-ground ministry that is actively and effectively spreading truth, sharing the Word of God, and furthering God's kingdom, you can't go wrong by supporting Bradley Dean's Sons of Liberty. Find out how you also can become a soldier of the cross.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
BBS Radio. .com.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
Jeremiah 6:16 commands that we go back to the old paths. He who has not felt what sin is in the Old Testament knows little what grace is in the New. He who has not trembled in Moses and wept in David and wondered little in Isaiah will rejoice little in Matthew and rest little in John. He who has not suffered under the law will scarcely hear the glad sound of the gospel. This quote given unto us by none other than R.W. Barber.
This is Richard Mass, attorney with Liberty Counsel. Ooh. Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty Radio are on the front lines of our culture war, and I am proud to call them brothers in arms. What America needs now is more people telling the truth, regardless of the cost. Bradley is one of those people.
Hi, I am Brittany Hillman. I have known Bradley and his family for over 5 years now. If you're looking for a true man of God to keep you up to date on current events, constitutional law, and tying it all together biblically, then Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty is a place to be. I can say from experience the man walks the walk and talks the talk and will bend to no man, sticks to the Bible, and is always seeking and speaking the truth. Bradley says the things that need to be said that no one else will. I am truly thankful and blessed for all that his ministry has done for my family and I. Please consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty to keep the gospel and truth spreading around the world.
I want to cover a couple of things here really quick. As you guys all the well know, we have no more commercials on our website or through radio. We've cut all that out. I was tired of combating it every time I got up on the radio show. Now, when we were over at Genesis Communication Networks, it was all of their feed. Now it's all of our feed, right? And we don't have sponsors because we're a ministry, for the record. And so just so you know as to where that's coming in, and we're getting more commercials coming in from friends that are in ministry, and you know we want to throw their stuff out there as well. So, and that's what it's about, right? Unity, to strengthen ourselves in today's day and age. And in the process of doing that, we're going to hold to the Word of God and forsake not the other parts of the body, the apostle, the prophet, the teacher, the evangelist, and or the pastor, Ephesians 4:11. So anyways, with that said, let me cover a couple more things here. I just wanted to show you this. I don't know. This will explain to you why they put Christy Noem up in a favorable light. We had actually had Jordan Mason, who is a individual that is heavily involved in the circle of politics in the Capitol in the state of South Dakota. And the way they sell Christy Noem to you and who she really is, they are two different stories. But interestingly enough, Donald Trump just picked Christy Noem to serve as Homeland Security Secretary. Now, the only ones that are going to believe this to be a good thing are those that are listening again to the mainstream media that they don't believe. Romans 1:18, they hold the truth in unrighteousness, right? They're hypocrites. They say one thing, they act another way. And Matthew 23, verse 3. And so interesting, when the pandemic was going on, just so you all know how they were all working in unison, they sold Ron DeSantis and Kristi Noem as the only ones in the country that really stood against the whole pandemic. Well, Ron DeSantis came up with a bill called SB 2006, which gives Department of Health in Florida administrative authority, which undermines constitutional law, and giving the DH, or the Department of Health there in Florida, somehow the authority to go ahead and quarantine and vaccinate at will. And again, the mainstream media sold Ron DeSantis as the good guy to you. Okay, same thing they did with this woman right here, Kristi Noem. Well, Jordan Mason, the guy that was involved in, still is heavily involved at the Capitol of the, in the state of South Dakota, shares a whole different story. During the pandemic, Kristi Noem, in fact, was actually giving authority to her subordinates to go ahead and shut down the state. Not making it up. Matter of fact, when we had Jordan Mason on the show, I bet he had 8 to 10 articles with her signature on it, giving authority to her subordinates to go ahead and shut down the state. Now, why did they do that? Well, that was a smokescreen so that you would believe that she was actually upholding the rights of the people in that particular state. Folks, she was doing the exact opposite. She was actually doing commercials during the time that she was giving that authority to the subordinates, those that worked under her. They were actually selling her, and she was selling herself as saying that, you know what, I don't have the right to shut down this state or this county or this city. I don't have a right to shut down the businesses. I never shut down any organization or business in the state. Again, I don't have the authority to do that. These are the kind of commercials she was putting out, when in fact, that's exactly what she was doing. She was letting her subordinates take the rap for everything that she was signing on to. And we showed you all of that on the show with her signature on it. So again, what you see and what you're hearing right now, you're going to see all of these worshipers. You're going to see all of these blind sheeple and these deaf sheeple go right along with this. Like, okay, now we can really go back to sleep again. I mean, look what they're doing. They're doing the same thing with Marco Rubio. He's a total sellout to the American people. They're putting him into position, and the list goes on. And these are all the people the mainstream media sold to you as those that were opposing the global order. Hey, folks, the way that you control a people is you have to put them back to sleep by the said clowns in the circus of politics in a favorable light concerning those that are being entertained by those clowns in the circus of politics. Again, if people just hold to the scripture, Matthew 13, 25, the Bible tells us that the enemy sowed tares while men slept. That's all they're doing, is putting the people back to sleep all the more. Okay. The reason I'm bringing this up, let's go back to the pandemic. I shared with you during the first segment today on the show, I received some grave information and news concerning somebody that I know very closely. And he had told me that his mother had breast cancer in both breasts. They're going to have to remove both of them. And the first thing I said to him is, I said, she took the shot, didn't he? Or didn't she? And he said, yes. We're seeing an explosion of cancer from these shots. But don't take it from me. I never want you to take it from me in the sense of me backing it up with an authority, or in some cases, because the world loves their degrees. Interesting that the apostles under the Lord, they didn't have their degrees, did they? Nope, they went through the school of hard knocks. They had the testimony is what they had, because they understood that God speaks to the heart and not the head. But going fast forward to those that do have the degrees and those that do have the testimonies because they're doing the right thing, they're here to tell you exactly what I'm trying to tell you right now. And I got to say this before I play this for you. I am confounded. I am dumbfounded that these people that are responsible for the deaths of over 20 million people through the experimental jabs, I am I'm blown away. Youth Talk, that they're still walking. I'm blown away. Not only are they still walking around, but they're re-engaging to go ahead and attack in another day. They're all over. The pharmaceutical companies are all over the television set. The other day, I went into a restaurant, sat down with my wife. As you all well know, there's TVs everywhere. Every time I looked up, I think we were there for less than a half an hour. I seen at least six pharmaceutical commercials. Six commercials. 45 seconds of those 60-second commercials is what? The dangerous side effects of the drugs. But they have an individual with a big smile on their face like it's the best thing known to mankind that they're taking these dangerous pharmaceutical drugs. So for 45, 50 seconds, they're telling you all of the side effects to the drug, and yet somehow that indemnifies them concerning the crimes that they're committing against the people that actually are prescribed by their doctors who are colluding to sell the poison to the people. America, have you lost your sanity? I already know you have no sense of justice or judgment. And that's what the Bible says. Evil men understand not justice or judgment. Why? Because they've forsaken God's government long ago. No, those are the people that have more mercy for the one that commits the crime the way that they're exemplifying and exhibiting it today by tolerating these criminals that are colluding in government with pharmaceutical companies to continuously drive the needle into your arm to get at your blood so it can be poisoned. Leviticus 17:11, John 10:10. And yet they're going to continuously re-engage and do it again and again and again and again. It's like the people see it and they hear it, but they act like it has nothing to do with them. Oh, read Amos 6:3. It's coming to the front door, folks. It's coming to the front door. But before I get to that, I want to get to this guy that wants to tell you something that I've been trying to tell you for 3.5 years. Check this out.
Most of the things that you've heard today is because the media is in collusion with whatever the powers that be in preventing you from getting that information. All right, next question then. Let's talk about the monster in the room, spike protein and cancer mechanism potentials. How many people in this room, after the rollout of the injections, have a friend, a colleague, a patient who had an unexpected cancer or very aggressive cancer? Please show of hands. Wow. Let the record show for those who can't see the room that that's more than half of the room. The cancer rates are off the charts and growing, and it's really unfortunate.
I do want to say this is Dr. Ryan Cole, and I also want you to understand what he's talking about at the very beginning because it's real quick. He's talking about the fact that you haven't gotten this information because of the collusion between government and big tech companies and the mainstream media censoring all of this information to the people. That's how they got away with what they got away with. But the thing is the people now know, but yet they're re-engaging regardless. Now he's talking about the explosion of cancer concerning those that have taken the experimental jab.
Insurance data sets out of Germany show a marked increase in unexpected cancers as well. Colleague Dr. DeGlege, oncologist in the UK, met with him a couple months ago. He's seeing astounding numbers of very aggressive cancers in his population. Now, this is somebody who's been doing oncology for 40 years. So when you see something, you say something. He has spoken out. It's time to stop these shots. One cannot find that for which they do not look. The cells don't lie. As you saw from my colleagues, the spike protein is present throughout all tissues of the body. That is not meant to be. Human cells are meant to make human proteins, not to make toxins. So to inject a gene-based product into the body and make your cells the factory for a toxin is psychologically insane.
So we just told you it is psychologically insane what you're allowing these madmen and mad women to do in alliance against you, against your posterity. That's what he just said to you. You're insane. The people have lost their minds. The people are acting as if this isn't happening. Again, it's just one of those, I don't understand you folks. I really don't. And the fact of the matter is you're going to understand sooner or later the blessings and or the cursings of God, depending upon how you respond. The fact of the matter is you're not in a good position right now. I want to say something, and if you don't mind me going back to none other than Christy Noem, this current administration, they're putting you fast to sleep. They're putting you to sleep with all of the said conservatives of the day, the sellouts that have been sold to you as those that are going to save the country. And this is all pre-planned, just like Roosevelt said, and it's all being put in place to just get you to go back to sleep. They want to put you not fast asleep. They want to put you in a deep, deep sleep. We're going to come right back, folks. Why is this happening? Because most Americans are missing in action.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours, an alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBSradio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Troy Newman, president of Operation Rescue, and you're listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio, your daily inoculation against Satan's lies and the twisted logic of the left. Listen at your own risk. You may just become a patriot.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Bradley Dean, a man for all seasons. He's a musician, a patriot, a radio host, a father, a family man, and most of all, he is my friend. Hey, this is former Sheriff Richard Mack, and Bradley Dean is the real deal. He's been called lots of things, even extremist. Well, maybe he is, because extremism in defense of liberty is no vice. Stick with Bradley and the Sons of Liberty. This is Sheriff Mack.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm going to go ahead and take this call randomly. I have no idea who you are. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Well, this is Bob and Tyler again.
Oh, hey, Bob and Tyler.
Talking about air, water, and food.
Yep.
And also about the 3,142 counties that are in America. And each of those has, I don't know, about 70 precincts. And what I've been wanting to explore is, I'm a precinct chairman, and the idea is to, I've got the contact information for everyone in my precinct, and trying to aggregate those folks to do that which is necessary for the security of a free precinct. And that starts with air, and then water, and then food. I'm thinking we got to get back to the time, like in World War II, where we had victory gardens. And also, my father drilled a well at this house years ago. It's, I think I can reclaim it. But I'm beginning to think it's to that point where we all have to have our own sources of pretty much air, water, and food. And then everything else that goes with you know, surviving in a world gone mad. The, you know, if we had no communications, the people we're going to contact most are those that live closest to us, and those are in our precinct. And I've got all the contact information for those folks, and just trying to explore, you know, that effort, and also participate at commissions, councils, and boards every time anybody's breaking anything that conflicts with creation in the Bible, those laws that no human law should be suffered to contradict.
Amen.
And we get rid of those folks that we put in, you know, somebody that's going to abide that. So anyway, I'm sorry I call so much.
No, Bob, I appreciate you, guy. Hey, listen, I mean, if anything, lead by example. That's exactly what you're doing, my friend. And that's all we're required to do, Numbers 13 and 14. And we're called to do no more. We're not called to drag the people over the hill. But I'll tell you what, a lot of the people that are sitting by as bystanders, they're going to remember, they're going to recollect every single word that we have told them when there's no more time to right the wrongs. And then they're going to sit back and wish that they would have, but it's going to be too late at that point. That's not where I want to be on Judgment Day. So you're not a bother here. I totally appreciate you. I appreciate your input and your due diligence and doing everything that you can do and leaving the results up to God. And that's exactly what I and others see you doing, Bob. So with that said, we totally appreciate you. I want to say this. The other day, and no matter how many times I've said this, and no matter how many times I've given my testimonial, how many times people have been over to my videos to see how the mainstream media attacks you, how many of the death threats you get, how they take your house, put it up online, how many people want to fight you on the street, how many people lie about you, they want to get you in trouble with organizations. I was talking about it on Sunday, and all of a sudden, someone out of nowhere just said to me, "I'm just preaching the gospel, no war." That's what they said. No, you're right. But I can tell you this, there is no war when you're not preaching the gospel. But when you are preaching the gospel, you're not going to get away from the war. Because there's a warfare at every given step. But what's missing in action are those that understand this. Charles Spurgeon said, "Christ is the great peacemaker. But before peace, he must bring war." That's what light does. Where the light comes, the darkness must vanish. Where truth is, the lie must flee. Or if it remains, there must be a stern conflict, for the truth cannot and will not lower its standard, and the lie must be trampled underfoot. You're just preaching the gospel, but no war, huh? I'm kind of curious to know what you're talking about, because if there's no warfare, are you suggesting that the enemy's just given free way and it's going to go ahead and let you do whatever you want and take all the ground and possess what it is that you will when it comes to the souls of men? You're sadly mistaken. That's a different gospel, and it's not the one found in the Bible in any sense of the word. Well, Bradley, back it up with Scripture. Oh, I'm more than happy to do so. When I go to John 16:33, because that was the first thing that came to my mind concerning Scriptures, what did Jesus say? He said, "These things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace." Where's that peace found? In him. In the world you will have tribulation. It didn't say you might. He said you will have tribulation. He didn't say you might be persecuted. He said you will be persecuted. He didn't say you might be scoffed when preaching the gospel. He said, "You will be scoffed." He said, "You're going to be hated by all men for my name's sake." He said, not maybe, but you will be. That's what he said. How is it that you're getting away with it without all that warfare? I'm just kind of curious. What's the message you're preaching? Or should I say, what's the message that you're withholding? You know, it was none other than William Booth who rightly said that everything must come into the subjugation of Christ and him alone. Just think about that. Is that what you see today? No, but folks, this is the message they're preaching. And somehow or another, they find victory in the loss of men. They claim victory in the loss of their possession that God gave them, off the backs of those that sacrificed themselves to give us what we have today. John 15:13. I'm bewildered. I'm puzzled at the ignorance of the people in this country. Why does Ephesians 6 talk about
The fact that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And then why does it tell us right after that that we're to put on the whole armor of God? I mean, again, this is what's MIA, is the gospel. I mean, I think of 2 Corinthians 11, and I think of Paul when he said, of the Jews, five times received I 40 stripes except one. That means 39 times. Three times I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. Three times I suffered shipwreck. A night and a day I've been in the deep. But you're preaching the gospel, but you have no warfare. Then you're doing something wrong. In journeying oft in perils of water, in perils of robbers, in perils of mine own countrymen, in perils by the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren. In weariness, in painfulness, in watching often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness, besides those things that are without, that which cometh upon me daily, the care of all of the churches. Boy, what was Paul, I'm being facetious, what was Paul doing wrong? I mean, what, hey, folks, I know the modern-day eschatology. They're nonsense. They're a cult message coming from the heretical hippies, because that's exactly who it's coming from. Oh, and I got to throw this in there, because when reading the book of Proverbs yesterday, I finished it off, and Proverbs 30, verse 12 came up, and I had to throw it out there, because it's exactly who it's applicable to. The hippie generation, who are they? The ones in the pulpits? The ones in government today? There's a generation that are pure in their own eyes, and yet they are not washed from their filthiness. That's the generation that we now live in the present. You know, and then I think about, you know, like 2 Timothy, and what am I covering right now is somebody came back and said, no war, just preaching the gospel. I'm thinking to myself, you are one biblically illiterate individual. In every sense of the word, you are an enemy to the cross of Christ, where the power of God lies. Period. You're an enemy to the cross. You don't know Christ. You have no interaction with him in any sense of the word. You've been lied to, and you've deceived yourself into believing that somehow or another you're going to heaven when you die. You're not worthy of it. You're not worthy of it. You need to read 1 and 2 Thessalonians. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath caused him and chosen him to be a soldier. Isn't that interesting? Boy, it's interesting how when I hear people talk like that, it's foreign to my gospel. It really is. We're troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We're perplexed, but not in despair. We're persecuted, but not forsaken. We're cast down, but we're not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. So then death worketh in us, but life in you. What does he say right after that in 2 Corinthians? He says this. He says, we having the same spirit of faith. The same spirit of faith. What's MIA, folks? I just told you. I'm going to end the show with this, and I want you to listen carefully, folks. When you get around people like that, they don't know. They have not a clue. You know how I test a Christian? I look at his scars. I look at the witness of the Spirit in his concerning his testimony. Why? Because we're called to be witnesses of the resurrection. These people have never died to themselves. They're still alive to themselves. These are the people that love to dance around the cross of Jesus and praise him, but disobey him at every given turn. These are the ones that cherry-pick the scriptures lest they should offend someone that they might actually get converted. I end this with John Calvin. He said, whomsoever the Lord has adopted and deemed worthy of his fellowship. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to pause this, okay? Whosoever the Lord has adopted and deemed worthy of his fellowship ought to prepare themselves for a hard, toilsome, and unquiet life crammed with very many and various kinds of evil. Folks, love you by what we do, and we will talk to you in